Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Stand up for your country. You know, it's not easy to feel sorry for Donald Trump. He is not a sympathetic guy. Now, that is by design. If you read The United States of Trump, which tells you all about Trump the man, not the politician or any of that, he wants to put forth a very strong image, and he does. So when a person is powerful, it's hard to feel sorry for him or her. But Donald Trump is being treated unfairly in this country, and it is embarrassing and dangerous to watch these zealots on the left try to destroy the man. Now, I'm a fair guy. You know that, all right? If Donald Trump did something heinous, I would be all for holding him accountable. But I've gone over all of these cases. He made mistakes. There's no doubt he did. Okay? And I have pointed those mistakes out vividly to you. But this prosecution in New York City about the hush money, this is insane. It should never be happening, but it is. And there is more unfairness on the way, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So Donald Trump's not going to prison. All right, he may be convicted in New York City. He's not going to get a fair trial. There's no way he gets a fair trial in New York City. As I said on News Nation and on the No Spin News, he can't. All right, the judge is absolutely against him, should have recused. The venue should have been changed from Manhattan to Long Island or upstate New York. None of that happened. Whatever happens to Trump in New York City will be appealed, first in the New York State Supreme Court, which probably won't give any relief, but then into the federal system. And there he will get relief, in my opinion. And that'll take years, potentially. So Trump's going to be on the ballot. He's going to be able to run for president. Now, the main strategy of the Democratic Party is to demonize Trump as a dictator. It's as simple as that. He's a dictator. He wants to overthrow the Constitution and impose fascist governance on all Americans. That is the main theme of the Biden campaign. So let me back that up. MSNBC and CNN are both reliable carriers of the Democratic message. So if you want to know what the Biden campaign and the Democrats are thinking, you watch either or. All right? MSNBC is further left than CNN, but it's close. All right, so John Meacham, you may have heard the name. He is a historian. All right. He works at Vanderbilt College in Nashville. He's a smart guy. All right. So he goes on yesterday morning, Monday morning, and he says this. Go.
And as you say, an attempt to basically run a coup d'etat 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, to overturn an election that was adjudicated again and again, often by judges appointed by Republicans. So in the broadest sense, what's on trial is fact, is truth. And then the second thing that's on trial, which is vital, is half the country has essentially decided that whatever Donald Trump does is fine because of X, Y, or Z, whatever that reason is, right? There are his strong base. Then there are his enablers who think that they're going to have lower taxes and more conservative judges. And it doesn't matter that he's trying to rip up the Constitution.
He's trying to rip up the Constitution. So Meacham has already convicted Donald Trump of sedition, if not treason. That's what the man has done publicly on television. So who exactly is John Meacham? Well, here's how he was introduced. Go.
And Rogers Chair in the American Presidency at Vanderbilt University, historian John Meacham. We have a lot of breaking news over the weekend to get to on the world stage globally.
Introduced as a historian from Vanderbilt University. Okay. Well, not quite. Here is John Meacham's resume. In 2020, Meacham helped prepare Joe Biden's presidential nomination speech at the convention. Meacham wrote part of it. 4 years later, he wrote part of Biden's State of the Union address. Biden offered him a job, but Meacham didn't want it because he couldn't make as much money as he's making now. So Meacham is a political activist, a Democrat activist. He's not a historian. He can say he is, but historians, by definition, are objective. They're looking at history and trying to figure out what happened and why, not favoring a certain party. And John Meacham has done that his whole life, his whole life. So this is what I mean. They masquerade it. And they come in, oh, John Meacham, the historian, he says that Trump is trying to rip up the Constitution. Now, there will be a trial about that in Washington, D.C., Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. All right. On April 25th, the Supreme Court will hear whether this trial will go forward. Donald Trump is saying what I did on January 6th is part of my duty as president. I believe the election was fraudulent, and I said so. That's part of my duty. You can't prosecute me for that. And when people came to support me, I spoke to those people, which he did. But I didn't encourage them to go to the Capitol and commit violence. He encouraged them to protest. But he said, and it's on tape, you've heard it 100 times, peacefully. And there's a whole bunch of exculpatory stuff as well. Not that John Meacham or MSNBC or NBC News or anybody on the left cares. They don't. They've already convicted Trump because that's what they want to believe. So getting back to Trump himself, I feel sorry for the man to have to go through this. I don't think he's a fascist dictator. I watched him for 4 years govern a country. He did a pretty good job. He didn't violate any tenets of the Constitution while he was in office, did he? If he did, let me know. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Shoot me a text. Shoot me an email. Let me know what he violated in 4 years when he was there. He made mistakes on January 6th, clearly made mistakes. But didn't act quick enough, wasn't assertive enough to stop the violence, condemn the violence. Those are all big mistakes. But the Supreme Court is going to hear this. And it's going to be a close vote, I'll tell you right now. And I don't believe in a court of law, in a fair venue, D.C. certainly not that, all right, that Trump would be convicted of anything. Though the evidence is too much exculpatory evidence. Okay, so when you hear this stuff, you, the informed person, because you wouldn't be watching and listening to me if you weren't informed. You simply wouldn't. You'd be watching The Voice or some stupid show, the Fantasy Island, make a deal. I don't know what it is. It's so insipid. But you know what's going on. But 50% of the country doesn't. And there's been some studies that back that up. The first one is the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, a serious place. All right, they conducted a study out last year of about 1,500 Americans, and they asked some questions about the Constitution. Do you know that 34% of the American electorate, people who vote, don't know the three portions of our government? They don't know the three branches? 34%. That'd be pretty shocking. 46% don't know that the Supreme Court is the final say about whether a law is constitutional. 46%. And it was another study out of MIT that said that the typical voter knew about 1.3 out of the three most important stories of the week. So the typical voter misses two of the most important stories of the week out of three. All right? I mean, it's shocking. So these people vote. They vote. And it is really, I mean, it's a situation where my job is to watch everybody, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, whatever, and give you my opinion based on facts, which we do pretty well here, I think. All right? We wouldn't be this successful if we didn't. It's 7 years now. But Donald Trump is being treated terribly by our judicial system, which has collapsed, in my opinion. If you're looking for justice in America, you're not going to get it. Chances are. You're not going to get it in criminal court. You're not going to get it in civil court. That is very, very troublesome. And that's a memo. All right, Joe Biden, a three-day trip in Pennsylvania raising money. They'll trot him out in Scranton today, and then he'll go around. He needs Pennsylvania. And President Biden could very well win Pennsylvania because the voting shenanigans in Philadelphia have not been cleaned up. They will not be cleaned up. That city is troublesome. I think I've used that word twice now, but it's true. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Um, The Bidens released their tax returns. They made last year, 23, $620,000, $400,000 from Joe's salary. The West from Jill made about $86,000, and then they had income. Don't make any Hunter Biden jokes, please. So about $620,000. They paid 24% in taxes, Delaware and federal, 24%. Okay, that means they took a lot of deductions. So remember, the Bidens live free. Everything that they want, everything that they do is free. Everything. So that's a pretty good deal. And here's the rub. They gave only 3% of their $620,000 to charity. That's not good. All right? That's stingy. Fair share, Joe. Fair share charity? No? No. Okay. Kamala and her husband, Douglas Emhoff. They made $450,000, okay? They paid a federal income tax rate of 19.7%. California got to hit them, $15,000 out of $450,000 in California income tax. That's pretty low. Anyway, they gave $23,000 to charity. That's pretty stingy, too. $3,000 more than the Bidens. Bidens made $200,000 more in income, but they're both stingy. Do you know, in recent times, the most generous donator to charity while in office? Do you know? I bet you don't. Dick Cheney. There you go. Okay, yesterday, as you may know, President Biden met with Mohammed al-Sudani, the leader, prime minister of Iraq. And here's how Mr. Biden presented himself to the world. Go.
Mr. Prime Minister, thank you again for being here. Thank you for making the effort to be here. Simply put, our partnership is pivotal for our nations, for the Middle East, and I believe for the world.
So he's reading off cards his greeting to the Prime Minister of Iraq. He can't even greet him. So a photographer in the White House, Scrum, takes a picture of the notes that he was reading. Okay? This is embarrassing. So Biden can't even go out and greet somebody without a cheat sheet. Now, I wrote a message of the day going, look, are you going to vote for a guy this diminished? And the answer is millions will. Shouldn't be laughing because it's really, really tragic. And on a border, National Guardsman shot a violent migrant trying to get in this country. The guy was stabbing two other migrants. That's nice. So an Indiana National Guards person shot this guy, and the guy ran back into Mexico wounded. We don't know any more than that now. The two migrants the guy stabbed are in the hospital. They will live. So it is becoming increasingly violent on the southern border. In fact, since October 23, 140 Border Patrol agents have been assaulted, physically assaulted. This is because of Joe Biden. That's why. So, again, everywhere you look, Biden has created problems. Now, Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Chief, Alejandro, the House is going to give the Senate impeachment articles. And Chuck Schumer, the Democratic head of the Senate, he's going to bury it. I don't even know if they'll vote on it. Schumer go, okay, thanks, put it in the drawer, which he can do. And it's going nowhere. But that allegedly happened today in Mayorkas. Mayorkas is just a flunky. He doesn't make policy. He does what he's told. Okay? Now we're going to go to a very fascinating story, but it is grisly and terrible. Okay? So I live about 10 miles from the New York City line, Queens, and about 20 miles from the Midtown Tunnel going into Manhattan. Manhattan is a violent place now, full of anarchy and disrespect. criminals are running wild. On April 4th, a short time ago, a man named Jean Zarzula was in Grand Central Station. There's Zarzula. He walked up to a 54-year-old woman and punched her in the face, breaking her nose for no reason. New York City Judge Lori Peterson, notoriously soft on violent crime, let him out with no bail. Okay? On April 13th, 9 days later, Zarzula was again back in Grand Central Station and punched a 9-year-old girl in the face. 9 years old. Cops caught him again. Second time they caught him. Now he's being held on $100,000 cash bail. So the 54-year-old woman, still recovering, broken nose, as I said. The 9-year-old girl had to go to the hospital. And she'll never be the same. If you're 9 years old and a stranger comes over and punches you in the face, you're never going to get over that. Ever. And the only reason that Zarzula was able to do that was because Judge Lori Peterson let him out after he punched a 54-year-old woman for no reason. This is beyond disgraceful. Lori Peterson should resign right now. But she doesn't care. So what? An elderly woman, middle-aged woman, 9-year-old girl punched. I don't care. Now, she should be impeached, but who's going to do it? Democrats control the city and state of New York.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joining us now from New York City is Detective Paul DiGiacomo. He is the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. I didn't see you at the funeral of Detective Diller. Were you there at the funeral?
Absolutely. Yes, I was there. Very sad day.
I assume you were. And you saw the anger of the people outside, 10,000 people outside St. Rose Church. I'm sure you saw it because it was palpable, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And I'm sure you saw the display of the 6,000 police officers from all over the country who came to show respect to the Diller family. I'm sure you saw that, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So now we are in a situation where 34,000 New York City police officers are subjected to anarchy every day, putting their lives in danger. Detective Diller was 31 years old with a 1-year-old baby. What do the rank and file, the police officers themselves, who can only make arrests and protect, okay? Generally, what are they thinking, Detective?
Well, they lost confidence in our government because the Senate, the Assembly, and the City Council, they've enacted laws that further tie the hands of the police and are more concerned with the rights of the criminal element than the rights of the victims of crime.
All right, but you say they've lost confidence. Why does that matter? Does that affect the job they do when they go out every day? Are they bitter, cynical? Have they changed their job behavior? Give me a specific. So what's going on the street?
Well, basically, they're making the arrest. We're taking thousands and thousands of guns off the street every day just for them, the individuals that possess them, to be let out right away and to victimize the people of the city again. The problem is that the police department is doing their part. We need the criminal justice department to do their part and keep these violent criminals behind bars.
All right. Are you seeing any the City Council of New York generally despises New York City police officers? The legislature in Albany. Okay. Look at Hasty. Despises your crew. The Attorney General of the state has tied the hand of New York City police officers, Letitia James, who was about 10 feet from me at the funeral of Detective Diller. Yep. Is there bitterness seeping in to the individual officers in New York City?
Oh, absolutely. The confidence level and the support by the elected officials have really taken a toll on the police on the street. Everyone that they confront now is a confrontational situation. Our hands are tied as far as what you could do and when you could do it and how you could do it. And you don't have the backing of the government. When you don't have the backing of the government, the police will not work effectively.
All right. Would you say that morale is at an all-time low among the NYPD?
My 41 years in the NYPD, this is the lowest I've ever seen mine.
Would you say that New York City is now a dangerous place because of the far left politics?
100%.
Would you say there is anybody trying to solve this problem? Is the governor, Hochul, trying to solve the problem? Is the mayor of New York City trying to solve the problem?
Well, actually, the mayor of New York City agrees without thoughts. It's the council that's really stopping all the pro-policing legislation. And Albany, the Senate and the Assembly, just continue to try and enact laws to tie the hands of the police and put the good law-abiding citizens of New York City in harm's way.
All right, last question. You've been on the job 41 years with rank and file, doing the detective work and now in the union. In your opinion, why has the public not risen up? You don't see demonstrations. You don't see them in favor of the police and against these progressive politicians. They don't exist. Why not?
Because everybody that cared left and are leaving at an alarming rate. People are leaving New York City and New York State at an alarming rate. Detectives and police retiring and leaving.
So you think they're scared? And I agree with that partly, but I don't think there's enough leadership on the other side that organizes these kinds of things, because that has to happen. All right, Detective, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. All right, let's go back to Congress. It looks like this week there are going to be separate bills, and this is what should happen, to vote on USAID to Ukraine, to Israel, and somewhat to Taiwan. I don't think they should be tied in together. It's three different situations. So let's get those bills out of the House, see who votes for and against, so that the voters can make up their mind in November or further out than that, who they want to represent them. You know, you don't need to tie in Israel and Ukraine. So I hope that bill gets out, those three bills get out, and then the Senate does what the Senate does, and they're voted on. Okay? Anti-Israel protests. This is yesterday. All right, so this is a fascinating story. Most people think it's based on anti-Semitism. I do not. Although I believe that a lot of these demonstrators hate Israel. They think it's a fascist country. So yesterday, New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, Seattle, Chicago, San Antonio, Texas, L.A., Philadelphia, Miami, Tampa, and Eugene all had demonstrations against Israel, favoring the people of Gaza, Hamas, whatever. But that's not really what happened. Here's what I said on News Nation last night. Go.
This protest is not what it seems to be. In Vietnam, that was organic, as the wind chime people say. It was people felt the Vietnam War was wrong, and they went out to demonstrate their concern about that. This is contrived. These people are largely socialist anarchists, and there are groups that are very well funded, they make money doing it, that blast out emails, be at the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, be at the Brooklyn Bridge, be here, block traffic. It's directed.
And that's the truth. So these people out there are using Israel-Gaza to disrupt the United States because they hate the United States. Okay? This is like Antifa. These are the anarchists. And these groups, far-left groups, have their emails. And these groups are very, very well funded. And they blast out this stuff. Now, correspondingly, on the conservative side, there is no organization that I know of that has that. So we were talking about why aren't there any demonstrations in favor of the police in New York City? Because there isn't any organization set up to do it. But the far left has that. They can get these people out to disrupt. That had anything to do with Israel Hamas. You go to that demonstration, you ask these protesters any questions about the Middle East, a simple one. Who was president of the United States when Israel was formed? You think these pinheads are going to be able to answer that? No, they're not. They don't know anything about it. They want to cause trouble. They want to tear down this country. That's what this story is about. Smart Life. Okay, out of Britain. Britain does some pretty good studies. One poll, all right, 2,000 British adults. The most stressful time of the day. What do you think it is? 8:15 a.m., the morning rush in most houses. The most stressful time of the day. And that is not how you want to start off your day. People running around, all of that. Okay, so 51%. Say they feel overwhelmed after getting out of bed. And I believe this because you're tired, you're groggy. You know, it's 51% of the 2,000. So Smart Life, okay? Here's how you bring it down. Number one, the night before, you lay out your clothing. I do that every night. Barack Obama did that, lays out his clothing. So you know what you're going to, you don't have to run around. Number two, you do not put on the television set. That's a killer. It's a time waster. Okay? Don't do it. You can listen to the radio. If you're in New York, WABC. All right? Listen to Sid and Friends in the morning. But not the television set. Number one, it'll waste your time. You won't learn anything. And number two, it distracts. Okay. The night before, let's get back to that. Lay out your breakfast, what you're going to have to eat. All right. And then you take out the ingredients if you don't have to be refrigerated. And you run down, there it is. So, you know, for the first hour or so in the morning, you don't want to have to do some deep thinking. Here it is. Here's your clothes. There's your food. You're not being barraged by stupidity on television. And there is stupidity on a radio, but it's a lot with the visual. You can run around. It's not as intense. So bring it down. Smart Life.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. This day in history, fascinating story. April 16th, 1881, the last gunfight for Bat Masterson. Ever hear of him? There was a TV series in the 50s, Bat Masterson. He is one of the superstars of the Old West. People don't even know him now, but 143 years ago, he shot it out in Dodge City, Kansas, where he was a law enforcement official for the last time. So, in his late teens, Bat and his brothers Ed and Jim left their family farm in the Midwest to hunt buffalo on the Great Plains. Well, you know, the buffalo were rapidly deteriorating because people were shooting them from the trains, unbelievably ridiculous. So Batmaster became a lawman, all right? And he, as lawmen back then did, they went from town to town, whoever paid him the most, okay? And Masterson got in a lot of shootouts, and he won them all. He was a good gunman. But then on April 16th, 1881, he said enough. So he goes back to New York City. All right. Why New York City? Because he was a sports nut. Bat Masterson, in addition to shooting buffalo and people, he liked sports. He gets a job as a sports writer on a New York City newspaper. And he makes friends with Teddy Roosevelt. They're buds because they like that vigorous life. So Teddy loved the gunslingers. Okay. So Masterson has a second career as a sports writer in New York. He dies in 1921. So he lived a long time. And the last gunfight was 143 years ago today. Like that story? I like that story. I like that Old West stuff. Okay, I got mail, and I got a final thought that pertains directly to you. You know who I'm talking about here. You. That's the final thought. Right back. Let's go to the mail. We got Nathan Sinander, Milburn, Florida. Bill Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder. Remember, we did the three worst presidential blunders last night. If you missed it and you're a premium member, concierge member, you can get it anytime. Okay. I think we have it on BillO'Reilly.com, but we did the three worst. That's what Nathan is referring to. Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder if it was designed for the purpose that backfired. In this case, it is not a blunder because it is accomplishing exactly what Biden's handlers want, to dilute the American population with new Democratic voters from foreign countries. No. Okay. We are talking about adverse effects on America, not politics. Okay. Yeah, you might be right. That's the reason, but it had anything to do with a blunder. Opening the southern border hurts America in a drastic way. And that's why it's one of the three. Danley Gudamamus, Wachua City, Arizona. I know I blew the city, okay? Wachuca City, there we go, Arizona. Bill, as someone whose family migrated here from Central America, it frightens me. See millions of people entering the country unvetted. We live in an era of such a vision and hatred, hatred for the U.S., as you see it in recent protests. I'm afraid it's a matter of time before we get a terror attack. I do not speculate on that. If there is a terror attack tied back to the southern border, that will change politics in this country. That's all I can say. Susan Parker, Warwick, Rhode Island. I agree with you, O'Reilly, about Kamala Harris and her comment about President Trump implementing a national abortion ban. Harris is a moron, and she's dishonest as well, in addition to be not very bright, okay? I personally believe the Supreme Court did the correct thing, sending the abortion issue back to the state. So do I. Let the folks vote on it. Okay. Lynn Donaldson, St. Petersburg, Florida. O'Reilly, you spoke about sending luggage by UPS. Yes, I did. I scorched UPS. They deserved it. But here's Lynn's tip. There's actually a company called luggageforward.com that I find reliable. Wow, thank you. We love these tips. luggageforward.com. Now you got to check it out. See what their rates are. And, you know, there are reviews of all of these things on Yelp, right? Y-E-L-P, Yelp. Never really been on Yelp, but people send me stuff from it. Maurice, concierge member, and we hope everybody considers that. This is an insurance policy for your life. Bad things will happen to you. Inevitable. No one escapes. If you are a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, we will help you. Maurice says, I believe for many years that PBS and NPR shouldn't be funded by taxpayer money because they're biased. As a conservative, I abhor my tax money going to these outlets. If Republicans take control of Congress next year, I hope they do away with that funding. You know, I think they could target the funding a little bit better into you can only spend money on projects that are cultural, not political. I think there's a way to do this. Eileen, what language do they speak in Malta? They speak Maltese and English. The English occupied the island nation for many years. Christine, concierge member, thank you, Christine. Thanks for sharing pictures and information on Malta. I never paid attention to the country before. It's beautiful and interesting. Yes, it is. So if you're going over to Italy, you know, you can jump down to Malta from Rome pretty easy if you want to spend a day or two. That's a tip. Okay, so we have a brand new mug that we want you to consider for Mother's and Father's Day. It is Not Woke. Not Woke. Love it. And my idea is to twin the Not Woke mug with the Self-Reliance mug. Two of them for dad or mom. In addition, if you re-up or sign up for premium membership, including concierge on BillO'Reilly.com, you get a mug free if you don't want a book. This is a win across the board. We got a Father's Day book bundle. You might want to tie into this. Killing the Witches, Killing the Legends, Killing the Killers, Killing the Mob, Killing Crazy Horse. 33% off all of them. And we will deliver it, so you'll have it in plenty of time. And, of course, Confronting the Presidents out September 10th. Huge advance sale on this book. I guarantee this will be perhaps the best book you have ever read. You will learn more than any other book you've ever read. I guarantee that. Word of the day, do not be a sop. S-O-P. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. Somehow, I'm not exactly sure how, I have developed into a philosopher on the No Spin News. In addition to reporting the hard news and analyzing the important stories of the day, I kind of give you a little wisdom that I've accumulated over the years. And you are free to take it or leave it, of course, right? So something I learned late in life is that most human beings construct a comfort zone, an emotional comfort zone for themselves. Now, some don't, and they are inclined to go the substance route. But most people, they want to be, we all want to be comfortable. So you construct a zone where you're happy. The problem is you don't want to get out of that zone, even when it's beneficial to do so. A couple of examples. I know thousands of people all over the world. Thousands. I would say I have probably 25 to 30 good friends, people I can trust, which is an enormous number. But I've been so many places and done so many things. But out of the thousands I know, I got about 25 to 30 that are core friends. Within that core, there are people who won't do certain things because they're afraid. All right? I know people who won't travel because they're afraid to travel. They're afraid to leave their hometown. They're afraid to go out and see the world because bad things might happen. All right? The anti-vaxxers, they were afraid to take the vaccine because they felt it was going to do more harm than COVID. They didn't want to go out of their comfort zone. What's this vaccine business? All right? Now, I'm not saying they're right or wrong on a vaccine. I'm just saying it's an example of people not wanting to get out of their comfort zone and inject something into themselves that they didn't trust for whatever reason. Okay? God, for example. All right? Millions and millions of people find comfort in believing God. But there are a substantial number who don't. The Salman Rushdie on 60 Minutes, there's no God. Like he knows, right? Look, Salman, you may be a decent writer, but you're no great intellect. Now, there's nothing that anybody could say or do. Even if Jesus came down and multiplied 5 loaves and fishes into a grocery store, Salman wouldn't believe it, okay? He's not getting out of his atheistic comfort zone. He's not, no matter what. And this is not good. Comfort zones are okay, but you got to take some chances in life. You got to be a bit daring if you really want the full human experience, all right? So find out what your comfort zone is, and once in a while, get out of it. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. I'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.